Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This live teaching series on the unchanging love of God is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
You just keep pulling back the layers, and I guarantee you, a person who's a liar is a person who does not love the other people. You are hurting and manipulating and taking advantage of them. It says in John chapter 8, verse 44, that the devil is the father of all lies. Every time you lie, you are having intercourse with the devil. You are letting the devil flow through you. If you loved other people, you would never lie to them. This would solve everything. See, the Old Testament didn't give the root. It only dealt with what's wrong. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. But in the New Testament, you go below that. And you go to, what is the real problem? The real problem is that you've never received the real God kind of love. You are a person who loves yourself more than you love God, more than you love other people. And because of that, you will lie, you will manipulate, you will stab a person in the back, you will do anything that you can do because you love yourself more than you love anything or anybody else. And in the New Testament, that's revealed. And so the antidote is to find out how much God loves you. And then, once you receive this unconditional love and understand that God loves you, not because you're lovely, but because He is love, and you start loving other people that way, just by accident, as a byproduct, you'll never steal, you'll never lie, you'll never commit adultery, you'll never murder. Once you understand how much God loves you, and if you could receive that and then start giving this to other people, you would live holier accidentally than you ever have on purpose before. It would just be a byproduct. Isn't that powerful? Look in Matthew chapter 22 at these verses. I'm trying to wind this down, but just got a lot to say. I'm going to say this quickly, maybe. Matthew chapter 22, there was a lawyer that came to Jesus. In verse 35, one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. This astounded this lawyer. Look at this. And it says, while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, He went on and asked them a question. But anyway, no man was able to answer Him after this, it says in the last verse. These people were just astounded. Nobody would have said that the greatest commandment is loving God and loving people. They would have listed, Thou shalt have no other gods before me. You shall not covenant. You shall, and they listed all of the shall nots. God listed all of the shells. You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart. And it just astounded the people. It was in the Old Testament law, but it was hidden by all the extra things because the Old Testament law dealt with people's actions and outward things. The New Testament deals with your heart. And brothers and sisters, most of us have not really moved into the new covenant. We are still living under an old covenant law mentality, thinking that God is angry and He's trying to restrain all of these outward things. And we've missed God's love for us and then releasing that love to other people. And because of it, we're trying to grit our teeth and hold on and force ourselves to do what's right. Man, if you would ever receive how much God loves you, you would just find it would come flowing out of you. You couldn't handle it. I can testify, I've already given that example about myself, and I can testify of so many other people that once they get a revelation of how much God loves them, all of this carnal stuff and sins and the things that we do that are so stupid, they just start falling off. The root of all sin is your own self-love and your own dependence upon yourself. And once you ever understand how much God loves you, I guarantee you, it will just shatter this self-love. You'll totally get to where it doesn't matter that much about yourself. God is more important. Our whole society is based on what is good for you. And you know, I hesitate to say things because I know we got all kinds of different people here and some of you may take offense and get mad at me, but praise God, I'm leaving town in a couple of days. So. But you know, so much of the division that we see in the United States is because of people just thinking only about themselves. They are God, and the world revolves around them. And if it is good for them, or if it inconveniences them, then they are for it or against it based on how they are. For instance, and again, people may disagree with this, but you know what? When it comes to abortion, they'll sit there, what about the woman's choice? You aren't thinking about the woman. Well, you aren't thinking about the child. It is the woman thinking only about herself. And this is inconvenient. And I may not have enough money to raise this baby, so let's just kill it. It all comes down to a selfish thing. And you will find out that most of the people who sit there promote women's choice and all of this kind of stuff will sit there and be just violent and upset over the snail darter or over a whale or over something like this. And then, yeah, they show these advertisements about the dogs. And I just sit there and think, and until you quit killing babies, quit trying to condemn me over not taking care of your dog. Amen. But you know what that comes down to? It's just selfish. It's just selfish. But it would be inconvenient. What about my finances? Anyway, I could just go on and on. But you just start talking about stuff like this, and this is really what it boils down to. If people loved God and loved people more than they loved themselves, they wouldn't do all of the social ills that we do to each other. We wouldn't have these problems. It really all goes, you cannot put enough laws down. You can't put enough rules down to control society. John Adams, the second president, the first vice president of the United States, this is a quote from him. He said that democracy is totally unfit for anybody but a moral people. If America ever ceases to be a moral people, then democracy will actually destroy this nation. And that's exactly what's happening. There was a time that people loved God and other people, and they had a compass that was a moral compass that some things were bigger than them. But today, we've got people that are all wrapped up in themselves. And if you're all wrapped up in yourself, you make a very small package. And we've got people that just live for themselves. And so, man, give me welfare. Give me whatever. And they don't realize that if they give you something for free, then they had to take it from somebody else. That's an ungodly principle. You can't do things like that. But they don't care. Let's vote for whoever will give me whatever. Give me free drugs. Give me free medication and I'll vote for you. I don't care if you destroy the nation as long as I get mine. There used to be a time when people realized that there were things more important than you. And see, understanding God's kind of love, if you ever receive, it is so selfless. It is so pure. God so loved the world that He gave. Once you understand and receive the love of God, it will transform the way you think about all kind of social things. It'll transform the way you think about people. You would never lie to them. You'll never take advantage. You would operate in integrity. You would treat your employer the way you would want to be treated if you were the employer. It would transform your life. Our society would be transformed if we loved one another the way that Christ loved us. So I've said all of these things tonight just as introduction to say that this is really important, what I'm going to be talking about. Amen. And the rest of this week, I'm going to be talking about, so how did God love us? And how do we turn around and love other people as Christ loved us? And you know, really, out of all the things I minister on, this is probably the hardest. Because people think that, I've heard that God loves me. Oh yeah, Jesus loves me, this I know. And they think that they know this, and there is a disconnect, and people don't listen. But I'm telling you that if you really had God's kind of love in you, I'm going to use a lot of these scriptures, but Ephesians chapter 3 says that if you understood the height, the depth, the length, and the breadth of the love of God, you would be filled with all the fullness of God. So, if you aren't filled with all the fullness of God, if you just aren't to a place where you can't hardly stand it, you're so happy, you're so blessed, you're so anointed, you are so hopeful about everything, you're optimistic. If that's not you, then you don't have a real revelation of the height, the depth, and the length, and the breadth of the love of God. Most people think, no, I understand that God loves me. That's not it. Let's go on to something else. But the love of God is what will set you free. And if you have a sickness in your body, you don't have a full revelation of God's love, because the Bible says in Galatians 5:6, faith works by love. If you really understood how much God loved you, I guarantee you your faith would go through the roof and your sickness would go. It would be gone. It would produce health in your body. It would produce wealth. It would produce everything. The fullness of everything. You would be walking in the fullness of God, the greater revelation you have of love. So I'm just saying that I know many people think, oh, I already understand this. I don't need to know it. If you've got lack and inadequacy in your life, if you aren't just overwhelmed with God, then you need a greater revelation of love. God is love, 1 John 4:8, and I guarantee you none of us have plumbed the depths of God. None of us fully understand how awesome He is. But this love of God has changed my life, and I've got a lot of things I can share with you. I think that'll make a big difference, and this is going to make an impact in your life. Amen.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the unconditional love of God. This 5-part teaching series titled, As I Have Loved You, is available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1077 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries.
I'd like to remind you that today is the last day that we're going to make this product available to you. And I really believe it's important for you to get this. Now, we are going to continue to offer the whole album and the teaching, but the individual teachings we offer one at a time. And we do this for people who could not or would not send in an offering to get the entire teaching. We offer each individual CD in the set available one at a time. My partners have enabled me to do that, and today will be our last day to offer this individual teaching. So please listen to our announcer as he gives the information about how you can get these materials, and then call or write today.
The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who were not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RG23 titled A New Commandment when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. 1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.